Story and a song, story and a song, words and music, they belong. Story and a song, story and a song, hope that you will sing along.
Kia ora, I'm Tanya Badd.
And I'm Peter Forster.
And we'd like to welcome you to A Story and a Song, a storytelling podcast for children from the Bat Cave.
Hi everybody.
Kia ora. It's lovely to see you all. We've got a story now from Indonesia.
Cool! We're going everywhere tonight. It's like a cheap holiday, isn't it?
Well, that's right. Storytelling does. It's kind of, you can just be in the comfort of your own home and go to all these different places.
Cool! So what kind of animals are in the next story?
Oh, well, actually, it's a good idea. We should probably talk about them because some of the animals some people might not have heard of because we don't have them in Aotearoa here in New Zealand.
Like what?
Like an insect called a firefly.
A firefly? Is that like a fly that's on fire?
Well, kind of.
It kind of does look like that. Has anyone seen fireflies before? Oh, some people have seen fireflies.
Oh, Greg has seen one.
Yeah, they're pretty special. I've only ever seen, you know, them on movies or television and documentaries. I've never seen ones for real, but they sound very special. So they're little flies that fly around at night, and they look like they have little lights on them.
Wow, that's cool.
So that's one animal that's in the story. And there's a buffalo. Does everyone know what a buffalo is?
Yeah, it's a really big cow with big horns.
That's a pretty good description. It's pretty good, Batland. And a tiger.
Oh, yeah, everyone knows what a tiger is. I hope it stays in the story because I don't want any real tigers.
No, we don't have any real tigers here. And, oh, there is a lizard called a gecko. Now, a gecko is something that we have here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. You've seen a gecko, haven't you?
I have.
I've seen a gecko. Who else has seen a gecko here in New Zealand? Yeah, they're pretty special. There's little green geckos and there's brown geckos.
I haven't seen a gecko.
Well, they're kind of nocturnal. You have to sort of be up at night time to go and see if you can spot a gecko. But these geckos up in Bali, because this is where this story comes from, I went to Bali once and I remember the geckos because I was told when I came to Bali that the geckos made a special call, and if the gecko called out 7 times, you could make a wish and it would come true.
Wow! Oh,
I like
that's
that one.
A special kind of lizard.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like even better than a leaping lizard.
Yep, even better than a leaping lizard. Yeah, and who has been up to Bali?
Me.
Ah, I wonder if other people have heard this gecko. They go, gecko, gecko, gecko.
Really, a lizard that makes a noise like that says its own name.
I know, it's pretty cool, isn't it? And I'd lie in my bed and they would start going, gecko. And I'd go, oh, one, gecko, two, gecko, three, gecko, four, gecko, five, gecko, six.
Oh, no.
The gecko would stop. I'd just be asleep again, and then it would go, gecko! Oh, and I'd be awake again counting them. Because they are often on the roofs and on the walls of the houses.
Wow, that's cool. Then you'd always get to see geckos.
Yeah, they were a bit easier to see. But that was quite a long time ago. I hope it's still that easy to see geckos in Bali.
Mm.
Who knows? But this is a story about why Gecko couldn't sleep.
Oh.
Yeah, as I said to you before, sometimes our geckos are nocturnal. Maybe the ones in Bali aren't nocturnal. Mind you, they did like to call at night. Anyway, we'll have to tell the story so we can find out what happens.
Okay, so a story about a gecko, some fireflies, a buffalo, and a tiger. Well, this should be cool.
Okay, then. We've got Bat Lamb's vote of confidence.
Gecko! 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 Gecko!
gecko
couldn't sleep.
Bit like me last night. I couldn't sleep last night. It was the buzzing of the fireflies. Gecko climbed down from her tree and she walked to Tiger's house because Tiger was the boss of the village.
Gecko! Gecko! Gecko!
Called Gecko until at last Tiger woke up.
Gecko, it's the middle of the night.
I can't sleep,
said Gecko.
Why can't you sleep, Gecko?
It's the fireflies. They keep buzzing around with their bright coloured tails. They keep me awake.
Well, I'll go and talk to them in the morning, Gecko. Can you go home now and let me have some sleep?
Gecko! Gecko!
Gecko headed back home. The next morning, Tiger set off to find the fireflies. He said, "Fireflies, I was woken up by Gecko last night. He said that you keep buzzing around with your lights and keeping him awake. Is this true?" And the fireflies said,
"The reason that we buzz around at night is so that people who are on the road can see where they're putting their feet, because the road is full of buffalo poo. And if we don't make light, then people might step into buffalo poo."
"Oh," said Tiger, "nobody likes stepping in poo. Well, you're doing a very good job. Thank you very much, Fireflies. You just keep on doing what you're doing." And Tiger made his way back home. And that night, Tiger fell asleep. The Tiger was woken up by
Gecko! Gecko! Gecko!
"Oh, is that you, Gecko?"
"Yes. I thought you said you were going to talk to the fireflies. They're still buzzing around and keeping me awake."
"I did go and talk to the fireflies. And the reason they buzz around at night shining their light is so people on the road can see the buffalo poo so they don't step in it. Nobody likes to step into poo, Gecko."
"Well," said Gecko, "then you should talk to Buffalo and tell Buffalo to stop pooing on the road, and then the fireflies wouldn't have to buzz around and they wouldn't keep me awake and I could go to sleep."
"Very well. I'll go and talk to Buffalo tomorrow, but right now I need some sleep, Gecko."
And so
Gecko, Gecko, Gecko
went back home. And the next day, Tiger went and found Buffalo and said,
"Buffalo?"
Buffalo was like,
"Yeah, Tiger, nice to see ya. I was woken up by Gecko last night, who can't sleep because the fireflies are buzzing around. And the reason they're buzzing around at night is to shine their light down on the road so the people won't step into the buffalo poo. Are you responsible for the poo that is on the road, Buffalo?"
Yeah, said Buffalo, "but I have to tell you, Tiger, I put the buffalo poo there on purpose because when the rain falls every day, it makes puddles and the puddles turn into potholes. And if I didn't fill the potholes up with poo, they would get very deep and somebody might fall down one and trip over and have an accident."
Well, we got some pretty bad potholes on Waiheke, haven't we?
But no buffalo poo.
No buffalo poo to fill them up. No.
"Well," said Tiger, "sounds like you are performing a very important service, Buffalo. You should just keep on doing what you do," said Tiger. And Tiger went home
Tiger went to sleep. But you know what happened, don't you? In the middle of the night.
Gecko! Gecko! Gecko!
Oh, Tiger tried to ignore Gecko and go back to sleep, but Gecko was very persistent.
Gecko! Gecko! Gecko!
Oh, Gecko, why aren't you sleeping?
I can't sleep! The fireflies are buzzing around and keeping me awake. I thought you were going to talk to the buffalo and tell them not to poo on the road so they didn't have to shine their light down so people wouldn't step in the buffalo poo.
I did. I went and spoke with Buffalo. And Buffalo said the reason that buffalo poos on the road is that every day rain falls and makes puddles and the puddles turn into very deep potholes and somebody might have an accident unless they were filled up with poo.
Well, you should go and talk to the rain and tell the rain to stop making puddles everywhere that turn into potholes.
Very well, Gecko. Can you please go away now so I can have some sleep?
Gecko, 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 Gecko.
The next day when Tiger woke up, Tiger walked out into the forest until he found a patch of sky and he called up, "Hey, rain!" And the rain called down,
"Hey, Tiger!
Hey, rain! Listen, about all that rain that you send down every day, like we've been having,
lots of torrential rain.
You know, all that rain, it makes puddles. And when those puddles dry out, they make potholes. And then Buffalo comes along and poos into the potholes so they don't get too deep. And then fireflies come and buzz at night to keep the road light so people will see the poo and not step in it. And this is keeping Gecko awake, and Gecko is keeping me awake. So do you think maybe you could not rain? Maybe rain a little bit less?" And Rain said, "Well, I guess I could. Then the fireflies wouldn't buzz and Buffalo wouldn't poo. And there wouldn't be any potholes, but then there wouldn't be any puddles. And if there's no puddles, then there's nowhere for mosquitoes to breed." "Hmm?" said Tiger. "Well, Gecko eats mosquitoes."
"Oh," said Tiger.
"Gecko should be more careful about what he asks for," said the rain.
"Hmm, indeed," said Tiger. "I think you're doing a great job. You just keep on doing what you're doing, Rain."
Tiger went home. Tiger went to sleep. But you know who woke Tiger up in the middle of the night, don't you?
Said Tiger. "Would that be you?"
"Oh, Tiger, you said you were going to talk to the rain to tell the rain to stop falling, so making puddles that turn into potholes that Buffalo has to fill up with buffalo poo so the fireflies whizz around at night, shining their light down so nobody steps in the buffalo poo and they keep me awake. You're the boss of the village. Why aren't you doing something about it?"
And Tiger said, "Yes, well, I did go and talk to the rain, Gecko." And Rain said, "If she didn't rain, there would be no puddles."
"So what?" said Gecko.
"Well, if there are no puddles, where are the mosquitoes going to have their babies?" And then Gecko thought about it.
"So, are you saying that rain could stop falling, making the puddles that make the potholes that buffalo poos into so they don't get too deep, and the fireflies buzz so people don't step into the poo, but if that happened, there would be nowhere for the food that I eat to grow? Exactly, said Tiger. So I think, Gecko, you need to make peace with those fireflies. Now go home and go to sleep.
And Gecko went home, thinking about what Tiger had said, realizing now that everything in the world is connected. And she found a dark crack in her tree, and she wriggled down inside it. And from there, she couldn't see the bright lights of the fireflies. And they continued to buzz at night. And Buffalo continued to poo on the road to fill the potholes. And the rain continued to fall to make the puddles that became the potholes. And Tiger slept. And that's the story of Gecko who couldn't sleep.
I'm still awake.
It's easy to fall asleep when there's stories, isn't there, Bat Lamb?
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to be part of our podcasts, you can join the Bat Cave or support us by purchasing books and audios from our website, www.imagined-worlds.net.